Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Peace, joy, happiness. That's our inheritance. That is what I wish and I pray for you all today, because we definitely do need peace in our lives. What I'm going to share with you today is, first of all, let me read a part from the book of Judges, Deborah. Let me read about Deborah. Okay, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Now the Judah was sick, so the Lord sold them into the hands of Jehu, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazar, Sisera, the commander of his army, was based in Harasha, Adullam, because he had 900 chariots fitted with iron and had cruelly oppressed Israelites for 20 years. They cried to the Lord for help. Now, Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Lebedah, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have her disputes, to have their disputes. She sent for Barak, son of Abinadab, from Kedesh of Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead to Syria the commander of Jabin's army with his chariot and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hand." Barak said to her, "I will go. If you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. Certainly, I will go with you," said Deborah. "But because of the course you are taking, the honor will not be yours. For the Lord delivered Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kedesh. There, Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 men went up under his command. Deborah also went with them. Now Hebron, the Kenite, had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree in Zenon near Kadesh. When they told Sisera that Barak, son of Anamah, had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera summoned from Harosheth Hagon to the Kishon River all his men and his 900 chariots fitted with iron. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" So Barak went down Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him at Barak's advance. The Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword when Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak pursued the chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagonim, and all Caesarea's troops fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Israel, meanwhile, fled swiftly to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, because there was an alliance between Jabin, king of Hazar, and the family of Heber, the Kenite. Heber went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid." So he entered her tent, and she told him the blank. "I'm thirsty," he said. "Please give me some water." She opened a skin of milk, gave him drink, and covered him up. "Stand by the doorway of the tent," he told her. "If someone comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone in there?' say no." But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep. Okay? So she went in. Let me take that. All right, I'm going to repeat that. But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up the tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple to the ground and died. Just then, Barak came in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you're looking for." So he went in with her, and there lay Sisera with the tent peg through his temple. Dead. On that day, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan, before the Israelites. And the hand of the Israelites pressed harder and harder against their king of Canaan until they destroyed him. God used a woman. That makes it very, very clear. I can even connect that with God, what God tells us is written in the book of Genesis. Woman created to help me. Why would God make something weak that's not able to? If God did this, God is able to equip the woman with everything, whatever, that is needed for her to do what she is created to do, what God has made her to do. So that should do away with the myth and the disbelief and the deception that a woman is weak. Deborah, a very powerful, she was a leader, she was a judge, she was a wife, and so she has displayed exemplary power. Now, if I go over here to Paul, I also did a commentary. I was researching a commentary on Paul and Timothy because we know their story. And what I came about was what I came up with. I'm going to share with you. Paul said, "I do not permit." He is stating his policy for churches in his jurisdiction. This may apply all churches in subsequent centuries should have a similar policy, or it may not. All right, now I'm gonna bypass and come right down to 13. Now, when Adam, says Adam was formed first, I'm sure we've heard that, they say that's the reason why a woman can't do this, because when Adam was formed first, so he should be the leader. Okay, but it is not clear why that should be a reason for women to avoid authority, especially in church, when women can be authority in civil government. Adam was deceived, thereby suggesting that he sinned deliberately. It is not clear why this is a reason for men to have authority. Now, I totally agree with that. So, women, we can claim our rightful God-given place because God has made woman to be a helpmate. And Deborah is a perfect example of that. When the king needed help, when the Israel was being destroyed, he went to the woman for help, to Deborah, and said, if you don't go with me, I will not go. And Deborah, being obedient to her calling, to our Greek Godhead, created her, said, okay, I'll go with you, but because you chose this course, you will not get the honor. The honor will go to the woman. I was very taken when I read that, and I felt the need to share it because there are so many that are misguided, and actually the woman is all-powerful, more than she's given credit for, and so the choice decision is if I'm going to believe in the Most High or if I'm going to believe man. And so there's been a lot of dispute about that, but I choose because we know what's inside of us. Power of God is planted inside of us, so it does not matter what anybody says. And when we try to come out of ourselves, of how we were initially, originally formed in our purpose, it does not fit very well with us. It creates a friction between us and the male counterpart. So when the male counterpart began to accept God's order, God's command, the reason why the Most High created us is our place as being the helpmate and not the one that's below. We're not the weaker one because God is not going to make something weaker to be a helpmate to his creation. So therefore, the fact that she was taken out of his rib, the Bible says he was taken from the rib of man. So that tells us that everything that God has put in man, it's now put in her. She has those the same power and ability instilled within her with a double, an extra addition because God made her to be a help for man. So God had to equip woman. God had to empower her to do the work that he has created her to be. So have a blessed day. I'm glad I was able to share that with you today. And I hope that it resonates in your soul, in your heart, in your spirit, and let the word of the Most High bless you and bless somebody's day with you. Now that we have a new understanding, we have a better understanding, we have a whole and complete understanding of who we are, where we are, what we are supposed to be, then we can proceed and let God, let the Most High lead us and take us to a higher level, closer walk with Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to share. Bless future people today. And I'll see that place where you would have us to be. Again, this is Sister Rizonia, God Enough Assembly, Spiritual Assembly of God. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace be with you.